Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Later. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM.
This is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
You are listening to 93.3 FM. Spectacular, variety, oldies, R&B, and all in between. You are coasting on the After Six Cruise Mix. This is David Pick Conley from the Platinum Group Surface. So tune on in with us and get turned on.
Hey, this is Chucky Booker, and you are listening to 93.3 FM, the After Six Cruise Mix, the only station that won't play no games on you.
Please believe 93.3 FM ism. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&D, and all in between. Tonight is going to be a beautiful, beautiful, vainglorious episode. We have the almighty funk band Ozone live on the premises. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening
to
you.
Man, everything is going on now that you guys have arrived. Gonna be, man, it's gonna be a whole lot of funk going on tonight. That's what's going on. So I hope y'all ready for it, because I'm gonna take you here, there,
ready.
And everywhere, man.
All right, well, we definitely ready for it.
Okay, well, beautiful, man. Let's want you introduce yourselves to the world so they'll know exactly who they're speaking to.
Well, this is Rodney Crowder.
Yeah. Yep,
lead singer of the group Ozone.
And I'm Charles Glenn. I'm the bass player and founder of the group Ozone.
And Ozone, for those who don't know, have been in the trenches for years now. They perform backup Billy Preston, Sarita. Was honored to be in the presence of Lady T. May she rest in peace, Miss Tina Marie. They was on Motown. They've been there, done that. Bobby Nunn to just bring in another name. You know, we ain't trying to drop names, but names got to be dropped because this band, they're not a one-hit wonder. They're a classic band. Right about
thank
now,
you,
I want to introduce my co-host, Mr. G. Lulu Lavish, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Man, hey, we got the almighty Ozone in the building.
Ozone.
The
Funksters.
Hey, man. It's an honor, man. Honor to have you all on the show, man. We've been waiting on this one.
No,
yes,
no.
Sir.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been waiting to get on.
It's an honor.
Yeah,
God,
we have.
Guys,
I've been excited all day.
I can't wait to hear
some
of these
stories,
man.
Well, man, we've been excited for the last 3 weeks now.
Yeah,
you are one of our favorite groups of all time. We actually know the music, so, and I'm not talking about just the hits. Everybody know the hits. We ain't even got to discuss those. But what people don't know, it's more the Ozone than just the hits. You guys are a band that can run with the best of them. And I'm talking about Slave, Cameo, Confunction, The Bar Case.
Yeah.
You guys can hold your own, man. And Charles,
Thank you.
I don't know I don't know if you got arthritis in your fingers right about now from plucking that bass, but you the man. You the man.
Oh, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure,
no,
man.
No, fingers are still working. Fingers are
oh,
still
that's
working.
Beautiful.
That's right.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Yeah. I was wondering about you. I was wondering about you. But look, the funny thing about that, to be a great bass player like you are, it got to make you feel good to know that other bass players like Verdeen, you know who you are and respect that. Feel me?
Yeah.
You know, Mr.
Nice.
Mark from Slave, they all know who you are. And they got to respect that. Even Bootsy
nice.
Probably got an Alibaba to you, sir. So that's hell of a...
That's
hell of a... And now Rodney. Now, Rodney, let me get on your head, too. Your vocals, sir. Your vocals,
thank
sir.
You
can hold your own as well. And the funny thing about it, which really amazes me, I'm glad that you didn't try to go solo. Because that would have ruined this man. You know how dudes get all big-headed. You know, you might want to call it Rodney featuring Ozone. You know how they do.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that you
mm-hmm.
didn't want to go solo on everybody.
Nah. Charles and myself, is, you know, we're joined by the hip, man. And, my main thing is I'm used to always hitting with, you know, big bands, big group, from Kool & the Gang to, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, you know, those were the, you know, people that I pretty much was groomed up under and, you know, came into the, you know, to my own with, you know. So, I mean, even when I did, you know, Rodney Carter's Egypt and things of and that nature and stuff that I did with Q&A over at Holland Doja Holland and the stuff that I did with General Kane and those people over there in Motown. We, you know, I pretty much, you know, was always a group, you know, group type of guy. I love to have the collaboration of like Charles and the bass players. When I look over to my left and I see him thumping, and I know if I'm getting ready to do something, he's right there with me, you know. So, you know, I've always been inspired to, you know, stay within a group format. I never wanted to go solo. They tried to get me to do it a bunch of times, but I never did. You know, I always stay true to, you know, what I loved. And I just love being in the group. And Ozone is one of the hottest things smoking. So, you know, I just love being here, you know.
Especially to be around Motown. I mean, you know, I understand Billy Preston and Sarita. Sarita was like the queen of Motown, and so to speak.
Yes, she was.
She had juice, you know, with Stevie and all. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, just to have those associations was an honor and a privilege to be groomed by that type of environment. And then here comes Lady T, you know, and I had read that you guys did a lot of horn arrangements for her as well, and that built a relationship. But what really I found interesting was she is just a groupie, that Bobby Nunn son. You guys were instrumental in that as well?
Yes.
Let's talk about that. How did that come about?
Well, you know, we were actually kind of the 80s funk brothers for Motown because we were, like you say, a solid band with, you know, full band, tight rhythm section, great horn section, all great vocals, you know. So we were full on. You hire us to you know, back up Tina Marie, one of these people, and you have everything you need with just Ozone. You didn't have to hire Ozone. And then, okay, we need some background singers, and then we need some this or we need that. You got everything when you hired Ozone. So that forced us to have to, you know, play with a lot of acts. Now, you know, a lot of times groups might look at that as, well, now you're not getting your shot. But we were getting our shot because those artists were looking forward to us being part of their movement also. So, you know, I really enjoyed how that worked out. The fact that
it
we
actually
got to
sounds
play
good.
So many different genres of music and just, you know, it was crazy, man.
And what the people don't know is you guys were on a gang of Tina Marie stuff, and they never really knew that you helped form her sound as well. So, man,
we
you guys been around the block.
Sound. Yes, it is.
Well, Tina was actually supposed to be one of the lead singers with Ozone.
Yes. She was actually sent to our house to work on some songs together because they were thinking about putting her as front person for Ozone. And we came up with Behind the Groove was the first song that we all put together. I came up with the bass line, and Tina was like, "Oh man, what's that y'all playing?" She's like, "Man, that sounds like it's Behind the Groove like that, right?" And she said that, and we kept that name, and she started singing stuff to it. And next thing you know, we was in the garage writing a really, really, really tight hit. You know, and that was like
and you
first,
know what's ironic? I don't know if you guys noticed that or not, but that's my theme song.
Oh, okay.
I opened up the show with Behind the Groove. That's my theme song. And I never knew that was you on there, Charles. Man, wow, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And I've been playing this for 10 years now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so please don't sue me, gentlemen. Don't sue me. I love y'all, man. I'm on the team.
Well, you know, just keep playing us. You know, we got a new single out. We got a new record out. You know, that we're getting ready to drop and really getting ready to kick with Ozone LLC and Ozone Gold Radio. That you know, really kicking and getting behind us real strong. And we're getting ready to come back strong again. You had Strut.
That's beautiful.
You had Strut. You had Jigalette. Now you're getting ready to get the Ballers Walk at you. So getting ready
and
to
there
get
you have it.
Yeah.
And there you have it. So just to go through your catalog, what are one of your most memorable songs other than the hits that you guys really found to be the one? Because I can name you a few that I thought were standouts. So I just want to hear from your take.
Oh, shoot, man. There was quite a few of them. One
you
play,
played one
do
in the
what
beginning
you
of the show. Yeah, do
yeah,
what you
that
want
do what
right
you
in
want
the beginning.
Man.
When I was sitting back here in the green room, I'm back here singing it. You know.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorites, too. Yeah, that was definitely, man, one of my all-time favorites, too, man. But it ain't the one, though. That ain't my all-time favorite. I ain't going to play it right now. But that ain't my all-time favorite. But, man,
well,
I loved it.
You know, we also had some really nice ballads, too,
Over and Over. Now we talking. My favorite. That was my all-time favorite. Yeah. Over and
that's
over.
That's the one right there.
Definitely my favorite.
Oh, man. Smell my finger. You don't understand how powerful that song is. Believe me.
Yeah.
That one went around the block. Boy.
Yeah, man,
I think we got a caller on the phone. Caller, you are live on 93.2 FM with the mighty Ozone Band, Tweet Cadillac, and G-Lou. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are fine.
Okay.
How are you?
Doing great.
I'm good. I'm just waiting to hear some Ozone music.
Nice.
Well, hey, give us something hard to do.
Something.
Give us something hard to do. We got you, Ma. It's coming at you.
Give us something hard to do. I just want to hear the music, the sound of the beautiful voice.
And there we have it. Well, we're going to take your mind away, man. We're going to take your mind away, man, Funk.
Yeah.
93.3 FM, Ozone, Tweet Cadillac, G. Lou.
That's another one.
again. There's something about the beat. You just can't keep your seat.
Devastating. The groove is elevating.
So let's take a ride. Let's go.
Can't you hear me talking to your mama?
Mind.
Don't waste the chances when it comes to dancing.
Get on the floor and let ozone take your mind.
Pure and pleasing. Once you get that ozone feeling,
we can make you dance. Given just a chance,
it's fire. Fun and funk you're after.
Just call out our name.
You're tuned in to 93.3 FM, Spectacular Lowriders, old school, R&B, and everything in between.
We're Ozone on the After Six Cruise Mix with Tweed Cadillac Baby.
Us, 93.3 FM, 93.0 Zone, 93.0 Rodney Charles, 93.0 G. Lou. We are live in full operation. Man, I don't even want to play this single right now because it's too hot.
Can I say something real quick? I want to give a big shout out to the leader of that particular song. Benny Wallace, who passed away last year, actually, and may he rest in heaven, man. And it was just so good to hear that voice like that, man. It just touched me a little bit. That was good.
Yeah, so that was really sweet. Thanks a lot for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's on Baller's Walk.
No, the Ozone Take Your Mind.
Okay, that's a hell of a song, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's looking over us, man. He's looking over you.
He's looking
over us. And he enjoyed the shout out. Please believe.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the way you just segued into things, you know, is just really, you know, freaking us out a little bit because, again, the songs and stuff that is there, that it's, you know, it seems like, you know, since radio itself is kind of blocked away from, you know, trying to get into the real music and trying to get into the real essence of things, kind of blocked us out, and that's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to get people reacclimated back into the Ozone sound and you know, what we have actually, you know, what's actually been out there, because, again, it's so much great things, and a lot of people, you know, tune in and they hear the songs that you play, and they say, man, I never knew you guys did that, or, you know, and then where can I hear more of your music? And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get things back out there, man, and, you know, I thank you for, you know, your efforts that you're doing now to, you know, keeping the funk alive and keeping things grooving with us, man. It's a very much of a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you might want to thank G. Lou, because G. Lou is my right-hand man, and we don't do nothing
yeah.
sloppy, man. We don't do nothing
yeah.
sloppy over here, sir.
Well,
we know Ozone.
And you, man, hey, yeah.
Those are
we don't
the
even,
greatest of
yeah.
Ozone I'm hearing right now, so I'm loving
yeah.
it.
Man, we don't even
well,
interview you unless we love your music. We don't just interview anybody.
Exactly.
Awesome. Feel me?
Nah,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
So
yeah.
you came to the right hotel. We will we'll escort you back to your suite, and we're going to entertain you for the evening. So if you want to have
go.
A tip, want to donate, we are here for you.
I love it.
93.2 FM, man. My crazy ass, man. I'm just crazy, man. 93.2 FM, Ozone, y'all. We gonna keep it funky.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild side wine, being good, running up. Give me the rest of the style, keep rubbing. Original Jamaican under the lower round, Kenny Akia Ox, say 93.3 FM, my station you're listening to. This is the After Six Cruise Mix. When I want to romp with we, when I want to war, come on!
This is your rock and roll gangster, A-Line, and you're listening to 93.3 FM. Spectacular Lowrider Oldie. It's a magic night on After Six Cruise Mix, introducing the man of the hour, Tweed Cadillac, baby.
I believe he is I, and I am him, and you are listening to 93.Tweed FM, featuring my almighty great co-host. He goes by the name of Lou Lavis, but we just call him G. Lou for short. You are serenaded by the almighty sounds of the Ozone Band. And guess what, Ozone Band? Guess what? Everybody think y'all just a funk band, but y'all a jazz band too. That's what is. That's what the. I got to make sure that the people understand that part of the game. Don't just think that, you know, man, Charles, man, fingers is all messed up for nothing. That boy was playing jazz and funk. So, hey, y'all got stripes, stars, and bars over here at 93.3 Tweed, sir. Please believe.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah.
Man, we want to talk about... I want to talk about Billy Preston. How did you guys, you know, because he was a character, too. And how did you guys pull that one off, and was it a beautiful experience?
Oh yes, we met Billy. We were playing before we signed with Motown. We were playing at a club in L.A. We moved to L.A. from Nashville, Tennessee, and we started playing at this club in L.A. It's called Century 3000. And at this club, the stage behind the stage was the window of the whole club. And you could see us performing as you drove down Century on Crenshaw. You would see, like, wow, is that a band playing up there? And we would have a line going from that place from the front door for about a mile down the street, from opening to closing. And our manager brought Billy Preston by there to check us out. And after that night, we left the club, went to Billy Preston's house, and we was with him ever since. We became his band, backing him up on tour instantly that night. And
Instantly. That's the key word. Instantly.
Yeah, instantly.
Wow. Yeah. And I remember club. I actually remember that club back in the day. Wow.
Yeah.
I am from L.A., so all the club experiences from Hollywood to South Central to to the Valley, man. Been there, done that one. But man, you guys, man, you paved the way for a lot of bands. As they say, you were completely a hard act to follow. How did Rick James embrace you guys? You know, was he kind of hating on y'all or what? You know, how did that situation
The one thing I can say about the Motown family, we were actually that. Motown, we were a family. And everybody supported everybody. Even though Rick James had did the first single on Tina Marie, when after that song, after Sucker for Love, Tina Marie got, like I said, sent over to our place. And we were, it was Ozone and Tina for the rest of her career. And Rick never, you know, looked at that as a negative, or if anything, he was throwing in input and, you know, supported the whole movement. Because it's, you know, we all, first
he
of all,
actually
we all
kind of did. He actually kind of bit a horn arrangement that I just stumbled up on, where is you guys had a particular horn arrangement, and I can remember that on one of his songs too. So he kind of he kind of took a bar or two from them horns and threw it on one of his songs, which, you know, man, it's all love, but I did notice that.
And even some of us played on some Rick records. I know our drummer Paul Hines, he played the Fire Desire record, and a couple others, the horn players, they played on, I'm not sure, I forget what song it was. It's one of Rick's. Which one was it? Maybe Ghetto Life or something like that, or one of his songs. But you know, like I said, we all had full support of each other. You know, Ozone, we sat in a hotel room with Rick one night, and we heard the whole Super Freak album before anybody did. And the funny part about this story is that he didn't have the album with him. He sung the album to us with his mouth in the hotel room.
God.
And when that record came out, it was exactly everything that we heard in the hotel room. It was crazy.
Wow. Now that took a lot, boy. You know, that's what rappers be doing. You know, they'll play their song, and you can't even listen to it because they all rapping it live in front of you, but it's record playing. That's crazy. Wow. Man. So you guys have been on a magic carpet ride, to say the least.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the other side of the game. Let's talk about the other side of the game. Hope this ain't a hard pill for y'all to swallow. But you know how they say it's music business. And all the groups that I've interviewed, we've heard stories about they weren't able to retain their publishing, and they kind of got ganked out at the end. How was the situation for you all as a collective group?
The same thing as most groups. You know, we all kind of went through the same. I don't even know what word to use, but you know, we all kind of went through that publishing thing where, you know, as artists, you know, a lot of us, we didn't know the game when we were coming up. I was very young then, so, you know, I was just putting me on the stage. That's all I cared about, right? So, you know, we're starting to come back and capture some of the stuff that, you know, that we didn't get, you know. That's not such a bad thing. And it never depressed us to where, especially me, it never depressed me to where it made me want to quit the industry or something, nothing like that, you know? That's why we keep pushing it. That's why we still keep creating public songs. And, you know,
keeping things going.
Thing for me.
Yeah. Because at the time, you know, a lot of the times, as groups enter into any type of deal, you know, such as with Charlemagne and these people over there with Solar and all the different companies up there. I mean, we was, a lot of the artists pretty much concentrated and focused in on just creating great music, great songs,
right.
You know, songs that could be published and that could stand the, you know, the test of time.
Right.
So it's one of the things we wasn't into trying to create any type of fast food chain, you know, turnovers. You know, we were trying to create music that people would want to cover and that can, you know, stay out. That's why the Motown catalog is one of the longest running catalogs in the world of music today. I mean they stream longer than the Beatles and longer than you know, Burt Bacharach and everybody else. I mean, it's one of the things where, you know, and from that point, it allows us, because a lot of people think the music business is a fast turnover, and they, you know, they get in it for all the wrong reasons, because the main reason is, you know, to have the longevity, be able to extend your lifetime and the lifetimes behind yours that might, you know, dwindle into your generations behind you or your children behind you, your grandchildren. This is what makes the world go round as we play music, but then it also makes the world come together when people are being able to hear the music throughout the years and throughout the centuries that are, you know that has been played. So, you know, it's one of the things that I don't really have any regret to the songs that we have and the different, because again, you know, as the songs grow, it could be a hit, you know, come tomorrow. You know, you can look at one of the Ozone songs being on a commercial, and next you know, can relaunch the whole thing, and you got a hit going on all over again. Timmy Thomas just experienced that same situation, you know, with Why Can't We Come Together? Just everybody. I mean, Little Richard and all the songs, the commercials that you hear, everything that you hear on a lot of the shows, movies and stuff like that, that's all out of, you know, Motown. That's Motown soundtrack. So
right.
Motown becomes the soundtrack of the world. So the bottom line is that, you know, long as the songs and long as we have people like G and people like yourself, you know, basically y'all, you know, being and educating people and keep reminding people of the music and keep playing the music, you know, we will always be enriched with it. We would always be rewarded, you know, because our rewards can come and our blessings can come as Father lays it out to us. You know what I mean? As long as
there
we got
go.
The music out there, we can always be blessed. So that's
what a humble response. That was a very humble response. Because me personally, I still would have been a little bit mad because they could have gave y'all a percentage of some publishing. Don't gang everybody on the group.
Oh,
you,
no.
You
well, we got our percentages. We got, like, right now.
Yeah, we
I
got our percentages.
Whole, you know, I got my whole catalog, everything that I've ever written with any of the record companies. I retain all my publishing, all my licensing rights and everything, all the stuff that I had with Holland Doja Holland, all the stuff that I had over there with Warner Brothers and Casablanca. I have a lot of my stuff, so I understand what you're saying, but it's
that's
one of the
good.
Things of,
that's
but
good.
I also knew the business because my father, you know, he was a union man, and they taught me the business before they taught me, you know, anything else. They wouldn't even let me sing until, you know, I did the business right. So
there you go, there.
But
that's
I can
beautiful.
Understand everybody. Else.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear, man. I don't want to hear that y'all on food stamps and y'all need to go fund me. You know, I don't want to hear none of that stuff. All right.
We retain all of our production and everything else. All the stuff that you hear, all the from the new records that we just cut, the new music that we just cut. Charles and I, we retain all our rights, our licensing rights, and everything else. So, I mean, no,
good,
we're fine. We're fine.
And
that's
also,
beautiful.
You know,
that's beautiful.
to let you know how close we still are with the even with the Motown. I was just spent 2 hours on the phone yesterday with Iris Gordy, which is Barry Gordy's niece. She was actually responsible for Rick James. And, you know, so we all still, like, really close. We family, you know. And if they had ripped us off, I don't think we'd be talking on the phone 25 years later. Yeah.
There you have it. And there you have it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I want to hear, man. Because I've heard many bad stories, and I feel that's kind of one of the reasons why we do this show, because we want to make sure, man, that y'all get your props, you know, because we grew up with the music. We've been feeling the music. We enjoy the music, and it's just not fair for somebody to be living on an island and then everybody else living in apartments. And then not one bass guitar. Feel me? That's what I have a problem with. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't play a note. You can't read a staff. You didn't pick up a drumstick. But yet y'all done put y'all kids through college off of the backs of other artists. I got a problem with that. That's all I'm saying.
I
have that problem as well. And we have created an alumni program with the Ozone LLC and the Ozone Gold, at the OzoneGoldRadio.com website, that we have basically created alumni that can be able to go ahead, and it's almost like a give back program that we can be able to help nourish, you know, young artists, writers, producers, songwriters, and be able to kind of groom them and give them a little bit of the back office support that we had, you know, when we was with Motown and doing the things that we was doing, to be able to groom them the way that we was groomed, to be able to present and represent ourselves out there. So, you know, that's a great program that we are putting together, that was put together by Heaven Gilmore, you know, over there with the Ozone LLC back office. Some great people over there. They basically helping us, you know, gear and move forward for the future with all the entertainment, you know, and the interchanges and everything that's going on with the industry now, because streaming and all of that stuff, as you do know, is hard to get paid from. It's hard to be able to regulate it because everything is so saturated with iTunes and everything else. But it's one of the things that we're really, you know, moving forward and have a strong program over there. So any new artists and anybody that's listening, basically, you know, like you said, you can tune into OzoneGoldRadio.com website and lock into that, and we'll help you guys out.
Wow, that's commendable. That's commendable because experience means so much, and for you guys to be able to share that, man, that's commendable, man. I truly applaud y'all for that, because a lot of artists, just as I said, go live on the mountain in France and forget about it. Forget about everybody else.
Yeah, well, we ain't got time to do that. We don't have time to do that, you know. We're trying to keep it going. We're trying to stay current. We're trying to stay relevant to, you know, today's market. And, you know, we're constantly reinventing ourselves. And, you know, just within the new product that we have out now with Ballers and what we're doing, we're totally, you know, trying to, you know, again, carry it on, you know, because it's got to
be. But we also
got to keep it moving.
We also making sure in our sound that we are still catering to our initial fans, you know, that's still today, you know, right? So, you know, we're not doing hip hop music, but we are not afraid of the element of hip hop. So, you know, we try to make music for everyone right now, still today.
As you should. And I got to learn to think before I talk, because sometimes I just be talking. 93.3 Tweet FM, man. Ozone, G Lou, Tweet Cadillac. It's going down, y'all.
You always say I'm blind. I don't know why I do think on all that celebrity TMZ trash talk. Listen to me.
You think you're up when you're really down, trying to figure out just how you really feel. You see that life has given you a chance, even in romance, to do what you really feel.
You ran into something that you like.
Now that you got me,
tell me what you gonna do with me.
Cause I got a feeling that you will be twisting the truth. Tell me what you gonna do with me.
Think before you talk. You better think. Think before you walk.
Into something new that you like. So why am I scaring you? Just do what you like, baby. You act like you're the only one that's been hurt, and the world owes you. And I can do what I like, baby.
You ran into something that you like.
And now that you got me,
you speak, conversation worth a billion, and you looking real cheap.
Real.
I can never be judged nor nudged. I ain't tripping cause I got it out the mud. Big Dakota just to break it down right, and they saying they relate cause it's something like they like. I feel it real quick, I'm made for it. It's nothing you can do with me, I'm young Floyd. Bang ain't a label, we ain't talking much if it ain't money on the table. Yeah, yeah. Bang ain't the label. We ain't talking much if it ain't money on the table.
You better think. Think before you talk.
Sometimes I be talking, but I know I gotta start thinking before I talk. So I be having so many things I be wanting to say, and I be blurting out stuff, offending people without trying. And that's a valuable lesson, man. Also, who is that artist that's spitting them bars on there? I thought he had a little personality, man. What's his name? You know, give him a shout out, man.
His name is BG Fever.
BG as in George?
Yeah, B as in George. Yeah, BG Fever. Yeah, that's one of, he's out of Pomona, one of Snoop's camp guys.
Oh, okay, so you down with the LBC, huh?
Oh, I'm down,
with the LBC. Oh, it's all down with the LBC.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, who would have thought that?
Definitely.
Okay.
You know, Snoop was a big supporter of Ozone back in the days, by the way.
Is that right?
Yes,
wow. Tell him Tweet Cadillac say what's up. See what he said. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah. If he's not listening now, but you know, yeah. And
really appreciate the shout out to BG Fever like that too. That's just awesome. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
dude was tight, man. You know, man, we ain't haters, man. We congratulators. Dude was tight, man. We get props. We get props where props are due.
Yeah.
And if you whack, we'll tell you that you're through. Man, we ain't scared of these. We ain't scared of these cats. Hey, I like Cosmic Egg, but I ain't gonna play it.
Oh yeah.
Because now I'm kinda in my feelings, right? Kinda in my feelings. I gotta play this song or I'm gonna get slapped on the back of the neck. 93.3 FM, the all time ultimate song. So now's the time for all y'all players to, you know, you might have to do some cupcaking. This is the cupcake segment of the show, y'all. 93.3 FM. We're gonna do it over and over for you, baby. This is the one right here. Before I even click on it, man. I want to understand.
Yeah.
I want to be the fly on the wall in that session, right? When y'all was laying this down, the music is laid, right? Everything is good. Dude step in the booth. It's like, man, I'm finna let him have it, right? And then the song gets so melodic. But then when you think it's over, when the breakdown comes, it just puts that extra oomph on it. And man, it knocked it all the way out. To me, this song is as tight as Fire and Desire. I don't even know why I use that song or Always and Forever by Heat Wave. If you put this song up to Spell by Blue Magic, you could put this song up to anybody, and I ain't blowing smoke up your ass because I'm telling you, smell my finger.
Yeah.
This song then took me there. I'm saying, this song could stand up with the best of them.
Yes.
That had to be a hell of a feeling. When you guys finished that, mixed it, mastered it, did you know it was going to be it?
Yes. Yes, we all did. Yeah.
I know that's
you
right.
Just automatically knew this shit. There ain't no way.
Yeah,
that's
no,
way.
No hesitation.
It's a hit today. It's a hit today if they go ahead and regenerated,
exactly.
It would be a hit today. Yes.
Exactly.
It'll be a
talking
hit
about
today.
Ageless, timeless,
yeah.
G. Lou.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
I smell
it's
your
the
finger? Because I know it didn't work for you like it didn't work for me.
That's the one, man.
Yep.
Man,
well,
it's for real. For real. For real.
You see it's keeping Bruno Mars on, vacation, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
But look.
Yeah.
But look, it can stand up to wildflower.
Yeah.
New bird.
Yeah.
If it was a battle, you know, pump it or dump it, I'ma play wildflower, then I'ma play over and over. I mean, y'all, man, that song got so much power, dude. It can stand up to Enchantment, It's You That I Need.
Yeah.
Man, it's the
Thank
one,
you.
Dude. Yeah. Hey, man, for real. I know my music. And that one right there, as they say, shit. Oh, my God. I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to be about it. 93.3 FM with G. Lou, Ozone, Sweet Cadillac, baby. God damn, this is a man. This one right here.
And after all we've been through, kind and naughty,
I don't even know memories. I even really man, memories for you, me, the world, 93.3, everybody that's involved, because that song right there, dude. And what a lot of people don't realize as well is the little jazz breakdown, you know, where you can hear the influence of Lady T and the Portuguese love infusion.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
not only that, not only that, it sounded like y'all graduated from the Delphine School of Harmony, too. Man, that's a good song, sir. That's, man, that's
man.
Wow.
Yeah, we, you know, we were doing that, that when Tina uses that, you know, where a song is slow and then you go and get the little jazz section for a minute. She did that on several of her songs. That was a Ozone move. Ozone always, we did that on the, several of our songs. And that was one of the, her attractions with us, you know. Oh, wow, can y'all do that jazz thing y'all do on y'all stuff, you know, on my stuff. Yeah, so that,
y'all
you know,
a band.
That,
y'all a band. See, only a true band could pull that off, man.
That's right.
Y'all the truth, as they say. Y'all the truth in the booth. And believe me, I bet you that when that song came out, they had to bow down and respect everything about Ozone. Because, we know the funk, hell yeah. But to come with a ballad like that, upside their head, I mean, that could stand with everybody, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honored to even be talking to y'all, because I done played it, man. G-Lou will tell you. G-Lou, tell them how many times I played that song over the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's the one, man. That's the one. You kind of helped me. I love that song, but you made me love it more, man. That is the one. Tweed is always played that one, man. That's the one you could pull out the hat, man. You know, that trick play you could pull, man, and it just, you know, the panties just drop. Or whatever the case may be with the ladies, they love it, man. So that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Ageless, timeless to this day.
Yeah, well, we got a new one. We got a new one we're going to come at y'all with, man, on the new album. And, you know, new stuff. It's a song called Realize. And keep your eye open for that one. That's going to be one that's going to, you know, change a lot of people's thinking, as well as change a lot of people's hearts and what they think love is really about, you know, and what love really should be. So, you know, right now we need that change, because a lot of people have forgot what love is really is. You know, they really forgot how to romance their woman, and others sit up there and try to seduce them with, you know, crazy, sexual lyrics and stuff like that. You know, it's just being able to touch her heart and, you know, generate her spirit that she can, you know, reciprocate that to you. And we can get that energy as men, you know, we've got to get that back. We got to get our women back, as well as, you know, the women, you know, need to come in and reclaim their men again, you know. So these are the things that, you know, I mean, with a lot of the styles, and as I entered into the Ozone realm with Charles, I mean, I was just so thrilled and privileged to be able to come and join the team, because of the nature of the music and the content of the music and the messages that were sent. You know, like our hearts will shine and things of that nature. And we're looking to try to get people back on that accord again, back on to being the hopeless romantic, being that, you know, that spirit person that is going to be able to engage with the woman and be able to, you know, really inspire them to lift the men as well as lifting our women up to that pedestal. So like we said, the fight ain't over with. It's just beginning with us, you know. crispy yet.
Without having to buy him a purse.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, all that. I ain't buying, you know. I ain't buying no purses and red bottoms. You gonna love me, man, when I blow these lyrics in your ear or get out my car. Hey, man, Ozone, y'all, man, we gonna go, man. We gonna give you, man, back to the basics, man, because that's what it's all about. 93.3 FM.
Haters tell a player we're rolling in the kind stove. Here, dig.
My name is C-H-O-C-L-E-T, Patrice Bay from Grand Central Station, and you are funking with 93.3 FM. Spectacular Low Rider Oldie on the After Six Cruise Mix. I've got my funk box with me and I'm ready to dance. Can you handle that?
Hi, I'm Bunny DeBarge, and you're tuned into 93.3 FM on the After Six Cruise Mix, The Rhythm of the Night.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Jasper from the world famous Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're riding on the Caravan of Love, and you're listening to 93.3 FM, Lowrider Oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
Hi, this is Tyrone Williams of the Mighty Mass Production Band, and you are tuned into 93.3 FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. So turn up the music on the After Six.
Three-point tweet FM-ism. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ozone Band, what's going on with y'all, man?
Hey, man.
Brother, you dropping a lot of strong stuff, man. A lot
you
of
dropping some strong stuff.
Man, I ain't even got started yet, man. Y'all got so much music. I mean, shoot, you got to give me something harder to do than this. Now, as far as the new single, I have the new single. Have you guys ever heard of a guy called Earl Scheib?
Yes.
What do you know about Earl Scheib? He was around in like the 80s. What do you know about Earl Scheib? He had a motto and everything.
Yeah.
He had a catchphrase. What did he say?
I can't really remember.
You can't remember? I can tell you. Okay, Earl Scheib was a guy, and he had a motto, and he said, I'm Earl Scheib, I paint any car for 1995.
Yeah.
That was Earl Scheib.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yes, he did.
All right, look, I'm Earl Scheib. I will play your new single for 1995.
Yeah.
Go
ahead and
sign
us up.
I'm messing with us, y'all. Going down, yeah. Y'all, 93.3 FM. We finna show y'all how ballers walk. Peace.
Oh, shit! I know you just didn't drop that. That's my song!
And out the wall, this girl is in here, is the power.
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.2 Tweed FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Exactly. So everybody, you guys need to go to sarahdash.net. She's also on Facebook. Are you on Instagram as well, Ms. Dash?
My hashtag is Sarah as in Dash, A-S-I-N-D-A-S-H. So that's Sarah as in Dash hashtag. And I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on all the social media links.
And the website is sarahdash.net. So now Can we itchy gitchy ay 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 ay?
You want to do some Lady Marmalade? You want to get some gitchy
ay ay ay? Yeah, man, I
want
to do some ah da da da, mama.
Da da, you want to get your ya ya? Okay,
yeah,
get
mama.
Your ya ya.
Yeah,
oh,
mama. That was simply marvelous. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. We are blessed, privileged, and honored to have the almighty Ozone Band live on the premises with G-Lew and I. Gentlemen.
Hey, hey.
Anything that you want to speak on specifically, let's get it out your system. Let's purge. Tell the world what you want them to know about the almighty Ozone Band.
Go ahead, Charter.
Well, basically, you know, we want the world to know that we're still here. You know, we have never left. We just basically been putting things together, you know, through this whole pandemic that we just, you know, experienced and everything. We stayed in the studio, Charles and I, as well as participated in some very heavy functions that was dealing with the promotion and to, you know, to redevelopment the style and the sound and to continue the sound of Ozone itself. I want to reach out to all the listeners. I mean, I wanted to give a shout out to some of the people that one of the ladies that called in earlier, she hit me on the text, and she was out of Chicago. So, you know, it was one of the things that they're waiting for us to come through and waiting for us to get together. People over in Detroit is constantly hollering and screaming for us. We've been performing over in L.A. We've been doing some great things there. So it's just that we are coming, and we are slowly moving back in. We're getting ready to do some stuff with over here with George Clinton and Bootsy and everything. We're getting ready to do some things to get out with there with them. And we got some things coming down with the Ozone LLC over there with Heaven Gilmore and the people that is working with us there to really push out and actually get our concerts and stuff out. So because we're going to be hitting the road with a lot of the artists that you love and know, such as Slave, Climax, and all of them. They've been performing with us strongly. So, I mean, it's a lot of things that we're getting ready to do. Kool and the Gang is, you know, moving with us as well, you know, getting ready to come in and do some things. But we need to probably go out here and get Tweed to get with us and sponsor this concert. And, y'all, you know, we do a big concert for you because you got all the power hitters on your station, man.
You better give me something harder to do than that. Because me and Cheryl Cooley go back since the 80s.
Yeah.
Climax and Cool been on here, too. Cool has been on 93.2 FM, so... Man, I guess we are one big old family
here. Coop started in our garage, in the Ozone garage, actually. Yeah, she actually he actually got taught drums by our Ozone drummer, Paul Hines.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Clyde go back, man. We go back like two flat tires, man, from Maverick's flat on Crenshaw.
Yeah,
so,
there you
man,
go.
Hey.
There you go. See, yeah,
man,
ask
Cooley about Tweed Cadillac.
Yeah.
Will
going
Will,
down.
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I guess that we're going to have to take over the managerial role of the Ozone Band. We're going to be your representatives. I need you to sign this piece of paper that I'm going to write on a paper bag and have it emailed to you. And I need you to sign this.
A real
contract. You know, it's only going to be a 10-year contract, man. After 10 years, you guys are free to go and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I feel you with that one. Yeah, that's what... That's one of them good ones, though.
that's one of them good ones. Well, look, man, I'm going to buy you three cheeseburgers. No, I'm going to do you like Don Cornelius. I'm going to give you all two pieces of chicken and a Springfield soda, and I need you all to go to the Forum and give me four concerts, and everything's going to be great.
Yeah, there you go. There you
win.
Go.
Hey, man. Have you guys been approached by Unsung by any chance? Because your story needs to be told, you know, on Unsung.
Yeah, well,
I basically interviewed everybody on there, and you guys need to be
the
on there.
Story's not finished yet, you know. I mean, Unsung, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, we still have a voice, you know, and you know, it's one of the things that, you know, as we, you know, move forward and create. I mean, the chapter is not over, you know. It's you know, so it's still a lot of things that needs to be written. It's a lot of things. Yes, we have lost some of the, you know, key players and some of the people that you know, made Ozone, you know, as great as a band that they are. But it's one of the things that, you know, the story, you know, the chapter carries on, you know. And right now I feel that, you know, Unsung is a situation that you kind of, you know, it's kind of makes it like, you know, you through and you and has been. And we're not through, and we're definitely or no has been. Like I said, we got a lot of things going. You want a big mission? Let's hit the Grammys together. Bust that. Help us break this record and get back, you know, into the throne that we're supposed to be in. And let's go to the Grammys and accept it together. Let's go to the American Music Awards and accept it together, you know, for people can really see real music, real groups, you know, real longevity and real commitment to this industry.
Like I said, give me something hard to do, because I got your front, your back, and your side on that mission, because it's well deserved. And I would love to stand next to you guys in any of those platforms and stick my head up and make sure that I pass Charles some Bengay for his fingers so he can hold up the trophy. You feel me? He got to be able to hold up the trophy. Because I know your fingers is aching, man. So I just want to make sure that his fingers is good when we step up in there, and we're going to be all right, man. We got y'all, man.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about it.
Thank you very much.
Man, tell the people, man, how they can reach you as well.
You can reach me on Instagram. At Glenn1058, you can DM me. I tell you what, I want you guys to go out and get that Ballers Walk, and DM me some your Ballers Walk, your best Ballers Walk. I want to see some people doing some walking. So you know.
And we got a matter of fact. Speaking on that note, we have a huge promotional concept is getting ready to come on with the Ballers Walk. The Ballers Walk contest is going to be hitting at all of our concerts that we're doing. And you can dial into that information and dial into our back office at ozonegoldradio.com. That's ozonegoldradio.com. And you've got a lot of the booking information and stuff that is there. Kevin Gilmore, Ed Gilmore, a lot of people that is behind us. Give a big shout out to you guys for, again, the marketing and everything is getting ready to come. It's getting ready to be a flood situation. It's getting ready to be really strong. And Brianna and Summer and all the guys, all the ladies and everyone that's over there behind us pushing it, it's going to be really great. But, again, you can hit us at ozonegoldradio.com. As well as,
and I also
it's going to be some great.
I also want to shout out the rest of the guys, Rodney Thomas, keyboards, Ewan Williams, guitar, Ray Woodard, original guy, sax and lead singer, Gigolette, and a lot of the other hits we've had. Also, shout out to Patricia Sullivan, Trish Love. She comes in and she does all our Tina Marie stuff for us. And she's also Funk Box in the group. Who am I? Oh, Derek Organ, my drummer. I like to make sure he gives a shout out there. And I think I got everybody, didn't I?
Yeah, you got everybody. People within our back office side is dealing with Denise Bellinger and David
and
all of our, you know, people that's locking in with that side. So we got a great thing that's coming in. We got a lot of great movement that's coming. And like I said, we need to get together, man, and, you know, bring our into this Ballers Walk series that we get ready to do, promotional series and concert series. It's going to be really huge, really big. So looking for everybody to go out there, hit again, ozonegoldradio.com, lock into that, and it's a lot of great things that you can deal there with, you know, the alumni program. You can buy the single there as well, so, you know, because we have our own servers and everything else that we're locking into, so it's one of the things where we got some big things getting ready to jump, man. There's a lot of great things.
That's cool.
And a lot of great movement going, so.
And for all the other listeners that are privy to your Facebook page, Ozone the Band, I will post this show, so if they missed it, they'll be able to go back and listen to it as well. I put the flyer up earlier today, so I will actually post the show up. They'll be able to listen to it there, or they can listen to it on on tweakcadillac.com. You know, we're going to go to the phone lines.
We've
got a caller.
And I'll grab that and share that on the Ozone Funk Band Facebook page. There's the Ozone Funk Band Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's where I put the flyers. So I will make sure that I post this show on there as well. So for all y'all fans that missed it, you'll be able to go back and listen to it. And if not, you can listen to it here on blogtalkradio.com/93tweetfm, or you can listen to it exclusively on tweakcadillac.com. Let's go to the phone line. Caller, you are live with the almighty Ozone Funk Band and G. Lou. Speak on it.
Oh, man, what's going on? Great, great band, man. This is Rev Ali. I'm out here in San Diego, California, man. And I just want to say, you know, I just wanted to be on the radio show with y'all, man. You know, that way maybe I can go back and try to figure out how I can record it off of my computer so I can say, see, I told you I was a star, baby. You know? And, you know, but back, man. That's right. And, you know, about 6 years ago, man, my mom passed away, right? And she had a couple of Thunderbirds that, you know, I had to take over and everything. But she had a CD in one of them, and, you know, it had a lot of funk, you know, old songs on there. And then Ozone was on there, too, right? You know, she had Gigolette
there.
My mama, she was 69 when she passed, you know, so She had an Ozone song in her tape deck in the Thunderbird, man. So when it took me a while, because every time I get in the car, you know, it smelled like her. So I get, my stomach would start hurting, man. I wasn't even driving for like almost 2-3 years, man. I still ain't really wrote, you know, drove it at all. But, man, I get, man, play that gigolette, man, and hit that freeway in San Diego, man, I'll be riding, buddy. Gigolette from side to side. Tell your parents. Yeah, man. So I love y'all, man. I love y'all, man. I appreciate Tweed Cadillac and you know what I'm saying, and G-Lou for having you guys to come on, man. It's all about the spirit, man. It ain't about nothing else, man. It's all about the spirit, man. I keep telling folks every day, man, listen, you got to come up out that flesh. There's something in that flesh. There's something that makes them eyes look. There's something that makes them eyes blink. There's something in you. You know what I mean? And we ain't never done, man. You getting, as you live in the spirit, you got life more abundantly. So Ozone, I can understand why you wouldn't want to go on Unsung, because Ozone ain't ready for Unsung. And Unsung ain't ready for Unsung.
Thank you.
Much love to you, man. God bless you, man. Rev Ali.
Yes.
Rev.
Thank you.
G Lou, you got some parting words?
Man, I would like to ask, before I part and say my parting words, I'd like to thank Ozone for joining this platform tonight and making history along with everybody else who got to hear it tonight. So I want to thank you first and foremost. But I want to ask you guys one more thing, you know, about the group and the late, great Tina Marie. Anything you could leave us with that you remember about her, or maybe something somebody didn't know, because that's one of my favorite songstresses, you know, of all time. Tina, you know, and you guys were blessed to work with her. She worked with you guys and made history. You know, I know we didn't speak much about her, but is there anything you can leave us with about Tina?
It's funny that you made that statement, because Charles and myself, we were just having a conversation with that, and some of the times, because it wasn't just the studio. I mean, I remember Tina from the 16th floor at, over there at Motown, when she was working as a receptionist, and she was doing the things, and every time I would, you know, walk in, and she buzzed me into the door of the 16th floor, she would always say, "Hey, pretty boy," and, you know, buzz me in, and I was just reflecting back when her and Nona Gay and her mom Jan and Marvin Gaye's wife, we was all together over at Jan Gaye's house, and we was just sitting around playing, you know, cards, talking, and just having a great time. The girl had a very tender spirit, man. It was very sweet, and she was, you know, she was just like, you know, she was more down to earth than you could even imagine a person of that caliber can be. She was a beautiful person, man. And that was my memory. That was one of my memories that I, you know, used to think of her and still remember that, you know, that little redhead babe, you know, just short and just with a beautiful smile, man. She was a gorgeous woman. Tina was cool.
Wow.
You know, and I remember that Motown building. I remember that right there on Sunset. Our lawyer, Curtis Shaw, was up in there. And
that was my lawyer. Curtis Shaw was my
lawyer. Yeah, that was my lawyer, too, back in the day.
So
I remember that building, man. A lot of history, man.
Curtis handled all my stuff. A lot of stuff over there with General Kane. He did stuff when I was doing Chico DeBarge's album Kiss Serious and Al DeBarge's album In the Storm for Warner Brothers. Curtis was the one who basically called me with Benny Medina and told me, "Mr. Trotter, you got to come up here. Your boy needs a little help."
Curtis because he was a black lawyer, and we didn't want a Jew lawyer. We wanted a black lawyer, and he was a man. My question is, what did you guys record that in Hollywood?
Mo West, Motown Studios.
Mo West.
A lot of stuff.
Mo West. And, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, also with Larrabee and Ocean Way.
Ocean Way.
Yeah, Larrabee. Could nobody afford Larrabee. That was like $1.25 an hour.
That's right.
And it wasn't even talking about the tapes. You had to buy your own 2 inches. Oh, man,
right,
Larrabee,
right.
Man, that was big time.
Right.
That was big time,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
Man, we had to go to Paramount. And, you know, in our early days, we had to do Paramount. You know,
we
got
a
little money. We was able to go to Skip.
Yeah.
But Larrabee, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all had catered food and stuff. Runners and all that other good stuff. Y'all was spoiled, man. Y'all was spoiled.
We did it first class. Like everything we did was first class. So,
Larrabee was completely first class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's what
we're gonna keep on dancing,
Kiko the Bard. Kiss Theory. Yeah.
We got 10 more minutes. Y'all ain't tapped out on me. So gonna play this one right here.
Yeah.
And we're gonna call it night, man. As I stated before, I'm a post this. If you guys missed the show, if you want to tell your friends to go back, check out this beautiful interview. Make sure if you listen online to hit the like button. That'll help us. Also, you can follow us on Instagram, the G. Lou Show, Lewis House, or Tweet Cadillac at Tweet Cadillac, the G. Lou Show.com, TweetCadillac.com as well, MagnificentWax.com. Stacey Adams Incorporated, Sun Sound Concerts and Tours, and a big shout out to Mr. Jeff Kwan, BTB Media, for making all of this happen, man. Much love. 93 Point Tweed and me, we finna jiggle at us about this joint. Check it out, y'all.
On YouTube, I got a couple of, you know, things where I'm just kind of playing, you know, solo stuff, just playing. But, shoot, man, I'm always open to you know, lend the funk to the next guy that, you know.
Even if it's an artist that really, you know, independent, really don't really have no budget to, you know,
I support, you know, I support anybody that's trying to do it right.
Okay. All right. That's a beautiful thing,
that's
man.
I actually own a recording studio, and half of the hip hop stuff that's being done around here in LA and Pomona and Rialto and the whole Inland Empire. I'm recording all these guys, hip hop music and everything. So,
well,
you know,
like who, for example?
Shoot, man, I do. I've done Sugar Free in my studio. I've done Snoop's been by my studio. Nate Dogg.
What's his name? Little Bootsy. You been up in there?
Yeah, Little Bootsy's been in my spot and done stuff. And like I say, I support the young guys, man. Cause hey,
wow, that's beautiful.
I used to live
in Rialto back in the '90s. I used to live in Rialto. my first home I purchased was in Rialto. So I know the Inland Empire like the back of my hand. That's beautiful, man.
Well, that's what we
I want to bless y'all, man, once again.
Man, this is great, man. This is a really great interview. And your format is just awesome, man. I really appreciate it.
I'm listening.
I heard a lot of my friends supporting your station, you know, Chocolate from Graham Central Station. You know, that's my buddy, Patrice Rushen, that's my buddy. Shoot, you had all kind of people. I'm like, wow, these are all your friends.
Yeah, man, we
Chucky
family
Booker
now.
And everybody else.
Yeah,
Chucky
family.
Booker and everybody else.
I'm like the illegitimate nephew that you didn't know you had.
Well,
we done found you now. We done found you now.
Thank God. And when I come over, I ain't gonna leave no towels in the swimming pool, none of that stuff. I'ma stay in the guest house. It's gonna be all good. I'm going to clean up.
There you go.
I ain't going to drink no malt liquor. It's going to be all good.
Anytime you come anywhere near this way, call me and let me know. I got you.
Thank you, man.
Really appreciate it. G. Lou.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've been invited to the Ozone compound. We have to bring our own towels to the swimming pool area, you know, and everything is going to be okay.
That's fine with me.
It's going to be okay, man. We're rolling. Man, we rolling like Nolan, and the car ain't stolen.
And the car ain't
Y'all ain't got to worry. Y'all ain't got to worry about us pulling up. We might bring Orange Jones with us, though. You know, man.
I
might bring the juice.
Yeah,
all right.
That's
beautiful.
That's a buddy.
Hey, man,
I had more fun, man.
Really enjoyed y'all.
I had more fun than y'all had, man.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, man. Don't touch that knob. This is my day job. I had more fun than y'all would ever imagine.
I've been smiling for 2 hours.
Well, you surprised us with a lot of your plays, man. You know, it was just things that I wasn't expecting you to play, but you know you kind of grabbed the root of us right now. So
that's what I do, man. That's what I do. They ain't told you about me, man. They ain't told you about me,
no,
man.
No, but now I know.
That's what I do.
I'm glad they didn't because they would have said it wrong. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I just.
We know music tonight.
We know music.
Yeah,
we know
and
funk.
I see that.
We know bands. Believe me. We don't give flowers. I was telling G. Lou the other day. Man, we don't give flowers, man. We give gift cards. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Flowers are will.
Yeah.
You know, man, we're going to give you y'all gift cards today because, man, you guys have paved the way for a lot of people that have mimicked, followed your path, admired your sound, honored your music, and we are one amongst many.
Thank you.
You made our day, man. As we say, we have more fun than every artist that we've ever interviewed because we do it for the music. And our job is to preserve the legacy of folks like y'all, man. So I'm glad that you guys had a good time, man. Thank you once again.
Thank you. And any time, man, the invitation is open. Invite us back. We'll be happy to come back. And if you're ever down in Las Vegas, come on through. Just let me know. Just give me a call, you know.
It's a done deal. Say no more, say less, man. I got your front, your back, and your side, man. Thanks again.
Thank you, man. Thank
one up. With that being said, till next week, y'all, make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. The only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. 93.Tweet FM-ism, starring Tweet Cadillac, G. Lou, otherwise known as Lou Lavish. Ozone Band, we are out. Peace. peace.
And
peace,
thank
y'all.
You, Lo. Appreciate you.
Peace. Alrighty. Peace. Love y'all.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.